Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
He's a local superintendent who, despite hardships, gets students on the right path for college and career readiness. And his name is Mr. Jay McCracken. He joins us now as the most valuable person on the planet. Good morning, Mr. McCracken.
Good morning.
Can I call you Jay?
Absolutely, I'd like that.
All right, so Jay, tell me, when we say about you that you set kids on the right path, what does that mean specifically?
Well, I'll tell you, I've been in education for over 40-some years, and I am still honored to be serving as an interim superintendent this year in Lamoille Schools. Last year I was at Hall in Spring Valley. Prior to that was in Putnam County Schools. And I've been so thrilled to have all these opportunities. College and Career Start are initiatives that we've been promoting in our schools. And in Lamoille, we just started the first Career Start program in our Illinois Valley Community College District. It involves cutting-edge curriculum that can help students see the relevance in their high school classes. Many students in school today don't always see the relevance of their classes and courses, despite having awesome teachers. And so these college or career pathways can provide students a jump start on achieving their goals.
So I'm
honored. It's not just me. It's obviously a whole team of educators who are working to make this happen.
So do you seek out kids who might not necessarily choose that path to maximize their lives, or do they come to you?
Our guidance counselor, Katie Shavokas, in our school does an awesome job doing that very thing. And some kids will seek us out as administration as well. We really believe in allowing kids to have that opportunity to seek out the people they're comfortable with so that we can help them in choosing their future and choosing their pathway.
I salute the work you're doing. It's pretty great. Why can't we have this at every school?
I do think it's something that could be replicated in districts throughout the state. We really believe it's a program that could become a model for the state. And again, there are other districts that are also working on similar initiatives, and the state of Illinois has begun to realize also the need for making some of our high school coursework more relevant. And again, we have some outstanding courses and amazing teachers in our schools throughout Illinois, and I say that with great confidence because I've served a number of them through the years, and we have incredible educators. We sometimes need to rethink, though, and retool our high schools, I believe, to help meet our kids' needs, because sometimes the kids have needs that we're not even aware of, and we need to get to know them and have personal relationships with them so that we can better understand what they need.
So I know the district you're in, you have a few kids that are they have challenges, like they don't come from a lot of wealth and things like that, and you're talking about getting to know them individually. Realistically, and I'm just trying to say this, not trying to sound cold, how do you develop that relationship with every kid that needs it?
Well, in our particular school, we're a very tiny district with very cutting-edge teachers and curriculum, so we're very, very blessed in that regard. But it is a matter in terms of that people need to seek those kids out. We need to make sure that they're not falling through the cracks. And many districts today, they're beginning to just divide up kids and making sure that they have someone with whom they can speak on a daily basis, just to touch base with them, making sure that their needs are being met. At Hall High School, when I was there last year as the interim superintendent, many of the students would choose different individuals with whom they were comfortable, and it really does make a difference that they know that person really cares. And I think that every staff member, teachers, paraprofessionals, cooks, custodians, administrators, all have the opportunity to be the best part of a student's day. And I see that happening in our schools every day. It's really amazing.
And the deal is, every kid is not a perfect match for college. We just talked about this yesterday, the day before, perfect match for college. And teaching a kid a trade not only helps the child with a career grow up into a career, it helps the rest of us. Pardon me.
Absolutely. We totally believe that it's a win-win-win. It's a win for the school district. It's a win for our community college and our area career center because we have students in their pipeline. And it's a win for our employers because they want qualified workforce, of course. And as we know, we have so many people retiring right now in the baby boomer generation. And we need to grow that workforce and make sure we have qualified individuals to fill those needs. So it's actually a natural thing that needs to happen throughout our state and our nation. And we're just working very very, very hard to make sure that we're on the cutting edge of that. And again, I want to make sure that I'm really clear that I don't deserve the credit for this. Everybody around me who has been willing to work and change their curriculum. Have a high school staff this year who just embraced the idea right away and said, okay, what do we need to do? Tell us how we need to change. Sure. And our counselor has worked tireless hours making sure that she has written a 70-plus page curriculum that goes with this with all the career clusters. And it's really a very, very exciting thing for our students, first and foremost, but also for, like I said, our community colleges, our school districts, and so on.
Well, for you and your staff, you are the most valuable people on the planet. And the texter wants to know if you're originally from Iowa because they knew a principal there named Jay McCracken.
Really? No, I'm not, actually.
Well, that's just another Jay McCracken walking around.
From Amboy, Illinois.
Thank you, my friend. Jay McCracken is the most valuable person on the planet, along with everybody else working on that, so that's always good to hear. And if your school's not doing it for kids, go talk to your school board and ask them why.
And thank you for that. Somebody nominated him, and we do take nominations for MVP.
How do you do that?
You can send us an email. You can contact us on Facebook, on Twitter. You can anywhere on the website you can contact us. So just let us know, and we're happy to get more. You know, we find a lot of them, but it's nice to have listeners that suggest them.